Good morning. I would like to share the word of God from the Bible with you. If you have a Bible, please open the Bible. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. Please look at the screen if you do not have the Bible with you. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. So this is a continuation of what we learned last week. Who are Christians? When can we call a person a Christian? And the answer to that question is faith and love. And last week we talked about faith from today's passage. To believe in Jesus Christ. To have faith in Jesus Christ. So that's our faith is about. I reflected on my own message from last week. And of course, you know, I say I believe in Jesus. But at the same time, I feel that sometimes I often believe in myself. And I'm always worried about whether I have the capability to achieve my goals. So, and then if I feel like I have that ability, I can believe myself. But if not, I can't believe in myself. And my faith in Jesus is not as strong as it should be. That's what I was thinking. I've been reading the book of Numbers and Deuteronomy personally. God told Jewish people to go to the land flowing with milk and honey. Told Jewish people to go to Canaan. But many Jewish people said, you know, those people, the local people are big and strong, and so they're afraid to go into Canaan. And they even tried to stone Moses and Aaron, who are the leaders, who took them out of Egypt. So what was happening to Jewish people at that time feels like to me like that it similar to me. So what do I believe? I'm always worried about that whether I have enough confidence, enough skills, and because of that fear, I try to have faith in Jesus, and that's not the right kind of faith, I feel, I'm afraid. So there is always uncertainty, fear, and asking always Jesus to increase my faith. That's what I'm doing very often. So my faith in Jesus is not as ideal as it should be. And of course, if you read the book of Job's and Psalms, it is okay to question God, and that's part of faith, of course. But I need to realize that the God, Jesus Christ, is always with me, rejoicing with me, doing the best things, providing best things for me. And that's how I feel, reflecting on what I preached last week. And also, I think about, you know, what I was doing 7 years ago. I had very little savings, and but I went to with my family to Los Angeles. I was full of fear and uncertainty. And I just want to tell, you know, myself, you know, of me 7 years ago, you know, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Just to believe in Jesus Christ. Stay on Jesus. Believe in Jesus. That's what I want to say to myself 7 years ago. At the same time, you know, myself 5 years later, 10 years later. The same thing do not have to happen. So I want to believe in Jesus now strongly. So that's the kind of things I was thinking the past week. Now, I want to talk about love that was mentioned in today's passage. Love for all God's people. Talking about love is difficult, isn't it? Because it's actually very difficult to exercise love. But the Bible teaches us about love, so I want to talk about love today. Let's look at verse 15 of today's passage. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. So Paul, so your faith doesn't just, it's not complete when you have faith in God, but your faith is complete when you love your other people. So there are two things that are important. Faith in Lord Jesus and love for all God's people. So both faith and love and have an object. And the object of your faith is Jesus. And the object of your love, as you can see, all God's people. And love is about not loving yourself, but loving others. If you look at chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, you know, it says, love is not self-seeking. Love is not self-seeking. Love is other-seeking. Seeking other people's interests. It's an amazing thing just to think about that. We, human beings, think about our own interests all the time. So that's a teaching that goes against what we typically do. But at the same time, you know, we kind of understand. We want to live for other people. That, so we have conscience in our hearts. The God, through the word in the Bible, is teaching us that we need to exercise love. But when that type of love that is not self-seeking, but seeking the interest of others, you have to have Jesus Christ as your Lord. When we have Jesus Christ as the Lord, we are all equal as human beings. If we don't have Jesus Christ, and if each of us becomes the Lord and try to be, you know, then that doesn't work, because we'll try to make other people your underlings. Jesus Christ, you know, summarize the whole book of the Bible in two teachings. If you look at Matthew at chapter 22, probably you are all familiar with this passage in the Bible. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. What is interesting is that the first commandment is to love God, and the second commandment is to love your neighbors. And it says, right before the explanation of the second commandment, it says, the second is like it. So, loving God and loving neighbors is equal. If you don't love God, you can't love your neighbors. You can't do that. When God is the Lord, and when you kneel before God, other people becomes your neighbors. So other people becomes people who share similar pain in this life. But if we don't have Jesus, each of us becomes a little bit like a king. And we want to have other people as our underlings. If we don't know Jesus, we all become like that. Each of us wants to become a king, and each of us wants to have other people we control. And we want to cover our sense of inferiority with that. And sometimes we hate other people, and we seek our own comfort and interests. And also, even if we Christians who claim to know Jesus, sometimes we seek our own comfort. We sometimes hate other people. Even if sometimes we think that we are exercising love, we are very, you know, righteous people as Christians, but we sometimes cannot serve other people. And so we realize that oftentimes, even as Christians, it's very difficult to love other people. Even if we, as Christians, we sometimes say, oh, I don't like that person. I don't like the way he looks or she looks. We have those feelings. So for us Christians, this issue of love is not an easy thing to do. It's not easy. It's not simple, is it? It's not like putting clothes in your washing machine and wash it, you know, and making it clean. We try to worship God. We try to kneel before God. But do we really love people we don't like? The people, do we have people who cannot forgive? Do we look down on other people? And that's what what we need to do. You know, we need to love our neighbors. Like we love God, we need to love our neighbors. You know, we may say we prayed a lot, we read the Bible a lot, you know, we did many good things, we worked in the church, but that doesn't tell us our real faith. Do we pray for those who we don't like? Do we pray for those who cannot forgive? Do we look down on other people? Do we hate other people? Do we pray for our enemies? Jesus said, love your neighbors as yourself. So we need to check our faith. And also, you need to be able to love yourself as well. Sometimes we have failure, we have despair, we have hatred toward other people. We need to believe that God can change us. God can forgive us for that. God can change people, you and me. And that's our faith. We believe in God's intervention. That's why we can love people. And what kind of neighbors are we supposed to love? If we look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 47. Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 47. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? So, what kind of neighbors are we going to love? Or are we supposed to love? Someone who slaps you on the right cheek. Somebody who's tried to take your tunic. Somebody who forces you to go 1 mile. We need to pray for those enemies. We need to love them. That's what the Bible says. It's not just forgiving others for their sins against you. You need to feed them if they're hungry. If you need to quench their thirst if they're thirsty. When can we do this? If Jesus wants us to love others, we cannot ignore this command. Why do we need to do this to that extent? Why do we need to love these people? Why God wants us to do things that are so difficult to do? We are supposed to do that because God's kingdom has many things to share. In this world, we compete against each other, because if we two of us share things, sometimes we feel like we don't have enough. But in God's kingdom, love is demanded. Because in God's kingdom, there is enough things to share. Even if two people share things, there is much to be shared. if you know the story of disciples not having enough food, and Jesus said, you know, how many loaves do you have? And the Jesus disciples brought food together, and Jesus looked up, taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves, and 5,000 people were filled, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. This is God's kingdom. And add more. Now let's think about, you know, let's say you need to lift a weight, you know. Let's say one person can lift 20 kilograms of gold, and if they do two people do it together, does that mean 40 kilograms can be lifted? But if two people work together, you know, 50 kilograms of things can be lifted. The God said, love your enemies. It's not because it gives us a very difficult task to do. Because what God can give us is, it'll be more plentiful when we work together with our enemies. 5,000 people who ate the bread and fish were happy. They were, you know, felt wonder. And, you know, these people later on betrayed Jesus and put Jesus on the cross. Even the 12 disciples betrayed Jesus. So the blessings that comes from Jesus is not something that is just shared among friends or family members. That's why Jesus Christ says, love your enemies. What God gives us, what Jesus Christ gives us, is not just, doesn't care whether you are enemies or friends. The God's kingdom is much bigger than that. It's not like, you know, we save this much, or we produce this much, and then how are we going to share those with others? It's not like that. God's blessings are much more plentiful. What God tries to give us, God wants to give us all spiritual blessings to us. What God is trying to build up is not something that we can just share among ourselves. The blessings God has can be shared not only among friends, but also with enemies. Pray for enemies. Love your enemies. That is why Paul was rejoiced. Paul was happy when he wrote this letter, because many Christians were loving other Christians, the Christians in the church of Ephesus. Sharing blessings with other people. That's what we are supposed to do based on love, based on our faith. So why don't you try, based on your faith, feed your enemies, pray for your enemies, and that experience will give us wonderful experiences. And based on that, we'll be able to see blessings that are based on faith in Jesus Christ. And that's a good way to check our faith. So we need to, we should not try to have God's blessing all to ourselves. We need to share the blessing we have received from God with other people. Let us pray.